I kind of feel the opposite. I feel like we got to be responsible for your ass because you get sloppy.
Oh, man, I get so... Yeah, that's the best when somebody's looking... The best thing is when somebody's looking over you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah, you can just lose control.
Hell yeah, somebody's got my back.
Yes, sir.
It's the only time I like drinking, when I just lose total control.
And then I proceeded to trip as I was doing the conga line off the stage in front of 100 kids.
Are we live right now?
And then I said, you know what? That's what I fucking get for partying for fucking 20 euros. In fact, I'm never partying,
period.
What's
your favorite thing to do?
Huh?
Favorite thing to do is, who's your favorite group to drink with or party with?
Me?
Yeah.
His neighbor.
Actually, you know what?
He's the elites.
He's a good time. My neighbor.
He sees his neighbor more than us.
Becoming good friends?
Huh?
Him and his neighbor are cool.
Yeah. He said, we had 8 old fashions last
night.
I said, liar.
Last night?
9.
I've seen you all 5 rum and cokes, and that is cap. Are we fucking, running?
Yes, we are live. First of all, Bulls.
No,
I don't know if we're on the podcast.
No, we are on the podcast.
Topics, you don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
We are on the podcast, but keep him honest. He just said that he's seen me off of 5 rum and cokes, and that you see me drink more than
me. I've seen you drink more.
Yeah, but
he gets sloppy. That was like 2016, though.
No, okay, so for Denise's 30th, which is why when we went to Pete's, I had Mason up to 3. And then after that, I had like 3 more. So I had 6.
What about the champs party?
What champs party?
Remember at the club or the little after party, optic party?
Oh, yeah, nah.
How many did you drink?
Nah, I have none there.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, but he be puking, but he'll like puke.
I'll tell you one
thing.
I had drinks there, and I had a lot of drinks there.
Damn,
that was going crazy.
You know what's hilarious, bro?
Bro, I remember talking to Sim.
Oh my god, I'm so thankful the lights were off in that place, bro. I was grabbing the napkins like from that they have at the sections, wiping my face. Went home, was drunk as fuck, fell asleep. Woke up in the morning, my face was dark black. I'm
really?
Like, what the fuck?
From the napkins?
And I'm like, yo, I was rubbing my face with the napkins. I had ink everywhere. My concierge was probably like,
so looking like a fucking idiot.
What the fuck?
That is the worst.
Apparently, I had drinks all over me. I had no idea.
Really?
I had no idea. But I walked out just drenched.
To answer your question, there's been 3 iterations of groups of people that I've loved getting drunk with. My first is obviously my boys from home. It's obvious, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Fwiz.
Leo.
Nah, Leo was, also Fwiz. The Fwiz.
Yeah, who are you throwing in this group?
I feel like Fwiz is himself. You could just put him in any group and then he'll.
Who, Fwiz?
I've never hung out with him, but I hear good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a
Fwiz. He gets after
it's a good time.
He's a man.
And I don't think, have we ever been like piss drunk? Oh,
who?
That night. You, me, and whoever?
Can't tell who he's looking at.
Well, I've probably been drunk with you more times than anyone you just mentioned. So now I'm a little bit insulted.
No. You,
to be honest.
But you and I haven't been, like, I haven't been drunk at the same time that you've been off the rafters because I've been looking after you guys.
That's just a lie.
That's it?
You're just suppressing, you're suppressing your fucking thoughts for some weird reason.
You know, I see, like, I got to be the one to be, like, on the look. I'm the responsible one when the boys are getting drunk and shit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I kind of feel the opposite. I feel like we got to be responsible for your ass because you get sloppy.
Oh, man, I get so... Yeah, that's the best. When somebody's looking...
Does.
The best thing is when somebody's looking over you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hell yeah. You can just lose control.
Hell yeah. Somebody's got my back.
Yes, sir.
It's the only time I like drinking when I just lose total control. Like, someone will get me an Uber. Someone will... Like, it's just all planned out.
It's all taken care of for you?
Like, I need... Yeah, and then it's just like the other night I drank, but I had to like control myself.
Oh,
I was with Michelle's. We went to an engagement party, and then was all of like that family. So I just knew no one. But I was trying to not chalk myself. Like I wanted to stream the next day, so I was taking it easy. And it's just not fun. It's just not the same when you're taking it easy. Like when you just try to have like 2 or 3. At first, I tried to have like 2 or 3. Then I was like, fuck it, I'll just have some more. I was probably out for like 7 hours, probably, and then had like 10 to 12 drinks, which like seems like a lot, but there's something wrong.
That is a lot.
There's something wrong with me.
He said 10 to 12 drinks.
There's something wrong with me genetically. Like, it doesn't. I felt drunk. I was standing at Pete's Piano Bar, and I was like, I'm fucking sober. Even one of the girls was like, Nick, you're so quiet. I was just like, I'm sober right now. Like this, and this is not the fucking
place. It might be a redhead thing, because I swear I can drink a lot too sometimes and just not.
And I'm just like, Pete's Piano Bar is just not the fucking place to be right now. So like, I want to just take back-to-back-to-back shots, like
nah,
in Pete, the fucking zone with y'all, but like.
Pete's is the after party, in my opinion. Trying to not feel too bad.
Pete's, you got to be turn walking in, or you just.
Yeah.
Unless you have that type of personality. And I don't have that type of personality.
Yeah, that's the, if anyone doesn't know, it's like live, you wouldn't call it, it's live music, but it's more like.
It's like an act, right? Like a concert-ish?
Yeah, it's like a whole act between these two piano players who sing, they get the crowd involved.
Yeah.
They sing, they stop the music, the crowd sings, and they sing, then the crowd sings, it's a whole.
It's a little vibe.
I don't even know what you'd call it. There's got to be like a name for it.
A piano bar.
Bro. Speaking of bars,
it's literally in the name, Pete's Piano Bar.
I mean, I guess
that's a piano bar.
I guess that's okay.
Dueling,
because dueling literally,
they duel.
Yeah, they duel.
Is it like a battle between them?
So two things. One, Jude's like, "Oh, Nick got engaged." And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, "Yeah, he didn't tell anybody because your girl posted a picture of some ring."
You got engaged. What the fuck? I would have if I'd been that out of the loop, I would have been.
Yeah, I would have just been pissed. Right,
not getting got engaged, but I did get scolded by everyone there.
Did you? Like,
just, when are you next? And you're next. Just fucking staring at me.
Wait, where'd you go?
Pete's Piano Bar.
Well, we went to an engagement party, and we went to Marquis Sushi, but like,
ooh,
it was all of her family and stuff, Michelle's friend's family, and like, it was nothing but couples, and then they're just looking at us because we're the only like non-engaged married couple, and it just all falls on me. I turn red and shit.
So their family went, and Iz's family went to Pete's at the same time. You guys might have been there.
No, I don't think we went. What time did we go there? It's probably like, do you know what time they left? I think we got there at like 11 or something, or like 10.
You probably just missed them because they got there. They were like, what the fuck?
It
left.
It was not their thing. It was kind of lit.
All right. So,
but no, we did not get engaged yet.
Yet.
Baby.
Yeah, maybe. She plays her cards right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's still working on that.
Yeah, she's got to get her shit together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're the price, homie. No, I'm kidding. Totally kidding. So I want to talk about this. Speaking of bars, I went to Woody Harrelson. You know who Woody Harrelson is?
I think so, yeah.
You know Woody Harrelson, right?
Absolutely.
So I went to his weed, his dispensary in West Hollywood.
He has a weed dispensary.
Yeah, it was right next to.
I knew
look
he
it up,
smoked.
Matt. Woody Harrelson's.
Okay.
You can just tell he blazes.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been an advocate for decades, bro. It is the best dispensary I've ever been to because it has a back patio that is like a jungle in the middle of Yucatan. Okay,
Yucatan,
the Yucatan Peninsula.
You felt like you were
it's
in a
called,
different
country. Bro, it is a magical. I did not want to leave.
Where is this?
Right,
and you're allowed to smoke back there?
Yeah, so you go in the back and there's this, and there are bonsai everywhere. I'm talking about like fucking 100-year-old bonsai. There is like a little pond with like a Buddha like peeing into it, but it's peeing water into it like a statue.
The ganja garden.
Click in there. Look at this. Okay, so check this out. This area right here is the back patio, and it's got not cockatoos, the guacamayas and shit. It's got exotic birds.
What?
It's got like fucking bonsai everywhere. I didn't see this cabana area, but dude, me and Josefo sat there and we smoked one, and
yeah,
I could not
go there.
Look here, right here. So we were back there by the.
Oh yeah, you were toasted, huh?
No, not really. It was like 11 o'clock, and I'm like, I don't really like to smoke in the morning, so. I'm like, yeah, I'll smoke it. So we pulled out a blunto, and we smoked it. And I couldn't be more at ease. And I said, you know what? I want this in my backyard.
Yeah. That looks dope, though.
Yeah, no, it was definitely like an experience. It was so impactful that I had to talk about it here.
I like that. No, I like that because I feel like everyone I've been to, like, they're super strict on, like, you can't be smoking, like, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It's like a
like
it's
you
like
get
a,
it and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's like a consumption lounge.
Was it not busy?
It's like that shit in Denmark. You go to a coffee shop and you smoke that chronic and you get that coffee.
But don't smoke cigarettes in there.
No?
Just weed. Cigarettes are not allowed to be smoked in there.
Well, I've been on my running shit.
Or
so
cigars. Have you? You can tell, man.
I wouldn't even want to do that.
That's good for you, man.
You do look better,
yeah, I'm
man.
Trying to get my fucking life in order, haircut. Dude.
Ever since you shaved your head?
Huh?
Ever since you shaved your... Ever since the head shave, you're like, man...
Yeah, I don't like ugly hair, Sethy.
What the fuck?
Didn't have the same aura. No, he gets a cut, was walking different. I was like, he's back.
He's fucking back.
He got a new haircut and a new walk. Anyway,
yeah, I'm feeling like I'm back.
The reason I was in LA is because I went to the Esports Awards to go collect a trophy for my friend, Mr. Shotzi Anthony Cuevas, controller player of the year. Player.
Let's get it in.
I was sitting right next to Bill Kenny having dinner as he was a.
He was smacking?
All up in my ears. And I'm like, man, that shit must be good as fuck, that. Bill Kenny. But yeah, it was a good time. There was a lot of people.
Yeah, how was it? I've been so out of the loop. I haven't talked to it.
There was more people there than there was when we hosted.
Well, obviously.
And
it's in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and it was packed. It was just, you know, it was just a lot of people were there.
Yeah.
Y'all should have hosted again.
Yeah, maybe. I'd be down.
Get a redo?
I will say,
do it again?
No, I would.
Were you happy with your last performance?
I think that I would have done better if the teleprompter fucked up on fucking Puckett. Puckett's up there saying, it's like, hey, and Puckett wasn't supposed to be like a host. He was like there to chill to collect an award himself. He found out later. But he was there in the crowd, and I'm like, not working today? He's like, hell no. So he's fucking knocking him back. He's drinking his ass. It's him and Shibby. It looked like a fucking 2010 MLG bar. Just
hell yeah.
Him and Shibby knocking him back. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes in, taps him on the shoulder. He goes on stage, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, how's everyone doing? Blah, blah. And then he's like, I don't think those are my lines, but he started reading them, and I'm like, nope, those are not my lines. And then he's just started going off, comes back to the table. He's
panic,
like, something's
man.
Never changed. These fucking
panic.
Teleprompters.
I heard him say there was a Halo 2 LAN a few weeks ago or whatever, and Puckett was basically, like, hosting it.
Yeah.
And he said he used to, like, sneak drinks. Like, in his early casting days, he would sneak drinks. Like, he would have, like, a fifth of something under the desk.
Yeah. What?
Or I don't want to missay what he said, but he definitely said, like, in his early casting days, he used to be drinking, like, to cast because he would, like... You know, you'd feel uncomfortable or nervous. Or
yeah,
like,
you get a shot down.
You? Sometimes it's a long day or you don't really know what to, you know, it just makes them more comfortable. But I was like, I heard that and I was like, fuck yes. So
wait,
like, I knew I fucked with Puckett.
Was that Shotzi's second controller player of the year?
I believe. No, I don't know.
I could have swore it was his second one.
Should be.
Maybe it was his first.
No one
know.
Uses that controller better than Shotzi. That dude
I
makes
know.
That thing
is
look
it,
like a mouse
I mean,
key.
I don't know. I myself, how many do you have?
I got one.
No, but how many esports trophies do you have?
Two.
I
have the controller player of the year and then the esports personality of the year, which just recently won in Riyadh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
I only have one, the Eavesdrop podcast, which is a good one to have, right? Like, your podcast got awarded, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Absolutely.
Got Maddie
I
his,
would be
his,
very
his,
proud
it's a major
of that.
Award.
Yeah, yeah, no, I was really,
yeah, that's
really
huge.
Still one of my favorites. I mean, obviously the million gold button plaque is like the one. I finally unboxed it and looked at it for the first time. I got a little bit emotional.
Yeah,
I got all the
you
doubles.
Started crying and shit.
Nah,
you shed a gangster
on,
tear
you know,
on top
you know
of
these
it.
These gangster fools don't cry, bro.
Yeah, all right.
What was it? Smile, not cry later, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, good time. Esports Awards is always a good time. I think there's something's going. Something went sideways with that show because a lot of people aren't showing up anymore, and I don't know why. It's like a celebration of each other
as creators to be there.
I
feel like when we went in, what was it, 2017?
Yeah.
I thought lit. That shit was fucking lit.
It was lit.
Like, people wanted to go. People flew to London for it.
Yeah.
Like,
was that just because of COVID? Did COVID
I
fuck up the rhythm?
That shit was lit before.
It wasn't. I think COVID
everyone
may have
was been, getting fucked up.
Accepting me. Awards. Kawadui. Yeah. I don't know. I think. I don't know. Something happened. Something happened where it's not as live as it used to be. And I don't know why. I don't know if people don't want to go because they don't want to stop streaming, or they see it as a, it's like our award show. It's like our Emmys. It's, you know, is that sort of vibe? So
yeah.
I don't know. I thought it would
be cool if it was more of an event, like, or just to where like people will win and like still not want to go.
The thing, I don't know what it is. People should go there and say, oh, you know, it's like a high school reunion, or it's like, oh shit, I'm gonna go see my boys that I don't get to see. Like it's an off night to go hang out with peers. And just people don't go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I understand this time around because Ranked had just came out. So, obviously, like, there's right there.
Yeah, he did. He won 2020.
2020?
I was
going
to say, that was the second one.
Damn.
Wait, he won in 2020?
Yeah. Matt has two as well. I didn't know Matt had two as well.
Yeah, Matt. Well, yeah.
Yeah, 2017 is when I got it for him.
So, basically, if you win champs in COD... or Halo. I mean, Matt's was in 2022. You get Esports Controller Player of the Year.
You're there, 2016.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's
the fucking
it.
Man right there.
And then what are the other 2 years? 2018. Who is that?
2018.
Who's 2019?
What does he play? It looks like some FIFA or
Fox.
Some shit. And then Proofy. Oh, yeah.
Damn, they just started giving it to
where
to the God guys.
It's the only controllers left.
Dude, look at
what do you got? COD,
Halo, 2020.
Apex? Yeah, you get it. You got Apex.
And then look at Shotzi 2024. What changed?
You know who I'm surprised hasn't won one of these? Fucking Hal.
Oh, Hal?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hal. Because, well, actually, that's not true because he's only been on controller for one or two years. 1 or 2 years, but I'm pretty sure he won Apex on controller.
That is crazy how he switched and then won that year.
Yeah, that is kind of
that's
nuts.
Crazy.
I don't know. I thought it was a good night. I love going. I mean, I've been going since 2016. I've only missed two. One of them was because I had COVID. But aside from that, like I don't mind missing them. I get to see people that I don't normally get to see. You know,
we're all nerds, man. No one wants to. Even if you win an award. Like
no one wants to travel, man.
Well, no one wants to travel. No one wants to go up there and like give some speech.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I mean, they should.
Dope, yeah, though. No.
Did you see Formo up there giving an actual thank you speech?
Yeah. 10 seconds.
No, he doesn't.
I would do it. It's like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
guys,
you could go up there and say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah,
you could literally go up there and be like, "Thanks for the award," and walk the floor.
That shit's nerve wracking to me.
Thanks everyone for coming out. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Yeah, you could do. You can do whatever. It's literally your time on the stage.
Everyone's staring at you. It's dead silent. You fuck up your first word. It's all
trip over your shoelace.
Trip.
Ball, rip your pants,
fucking
armpit sweat.
You are tweaking.
I imagine, yeah. I would
listen,
tweak.
I had an excellent time.
Hell yeah.
As you always do.
Literally, as soon as I look over at Bill, after I grab Shotzi's thing, and I'm like, yo, we're not up for anything else, right? Like, no, I gotta go. I fucking packed.
Dipped.
See, and you're wondering why people don't go.
No,
but I
wasn't, dude.
Hang out just like the old days.
Here's the thing. It took me an hour and 45 minutes from my hotel to the Esports Awards. An hour and 45 minutes.
Oh, that's insane.
An hour and 45 minutes in an Uber.
To get back, how was it?
35 minutes.
Okay, that's
so. But I'm like, nah, I gotta get.
You had to shit?
Nah.
Because that's usually your number one. I gotta go to my own restroom every time. I gotta go to my own bathroom.
I don't cry wolf when it comes to pooping.
I just shit in that bathroom.
I mean, yeah, I only shit two places in my crib here.
Oh, you'll shit here? Oh, damn.
No, not me. I'll go to the garage.
Is this your first time shitting in a public place over here?
Yeah, kind of.
Because usually you used to never.
I'll hold it as long as I can. I'll pull the hex. I'll get a hotel.
Like, I wouldn't be able to function on the podcast unless I shit.
Dude, $40?
Yep, real quick. And if you got time, take a nap.
Yo, all right. Can I ask you a question? You obviously haven't been playing ranked.
Yeah.
I haven't touched ranked because I hear that it's just plagued with fucking cheaters.
Yeah. That's not why I haven't been, but.
Not at your rank. Oh, or not at
terrible.
Your rank, but.
It's terrible?
Yes.
I think I'm playing tomorrow for the first day, and I mean, everyone I've talked to has just said it's
so
miserable.
You'll get up to. You should hit crim pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, if I'm playing with I'm gonna be playing with Matt. And he's iridescent.
Yeah, you're fucked from the beginning.
I wouldn't do that,
I think.
Because if they don't reset anything and like they just take the hackers out and then we keep our ranks, bro, you're gonna have to grind through that with the MMR. Like you're just gonna be gaining. If you play 10 hackers all day, you're gonna be getting like 50 points a game Like, you know what I'm saying? It'll take you forever to rank up.
You think so?
I think you'll be better off.
I mean, you'll be able to play with them. Like,
yo, play with Hex, yo. I listen, I'm warmed up now. I'm good.
Yo, are you saying if he plays with, like, the higher ranks, he's going to be cheated on all the time? Yeah, and then that's going to mess up his SR?
It's that bad?
Yes.
Yeah, you're better off just playing with me.
Put it this way. They said they banned 20,000 accounts, and the number one guy is a blatant cheater. So, like, they're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, the whole leaderboard.
So you're suggesting don't even play like with them.
Yeah, you're gonna have to find a low.
I would rank up as high as you can, either solo
low
rank or
squad,
like with Nick or Hex.
Me too.
And then jump in with them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that would
exactly
be the best option.
What you should do.
Fuck.
All right, so tomorrow we have a session at 10 a.m. We'll stream tomorrow.
Yeah, we're back.
Put it this way. Put it this way, Seth. I got on yesterday at one game off from Iridescent. I got on, played hacking games. I had the SR protection. I won one. I had a 10,034 SR. Right now, yesterday I played 5-6 hours. I just have 10,000 SR.
So you're like hard stuck right now.
There's nothing.
Is it pretty much you win, you get cheated. You win, you get cheated.
It's you.
You get cheated, you get cheated. You lose, you win, you get like it.
You either get cheated on, lose, or you tell them, yo, can you boot the lobby off, please? We don't want to get cheated on. Some of them will do that. Or they'll try to play legit, and once you are about to win, they'll just.
And you're saying it's every game.
Every game.
It's what I heard.
It's a lot.
I was watching Dashy this morning.
Yeah, every time I click.
Yeah, I was watching Dashy this morning, spectating a fucking cheater. Or
really?
It was apathy and
Slack.
Slack, yes, playing against some fucking cheaters and beating the fuck. You gotta be some level of dweeb, right? Like, it's not just like it's like a elevated level. It's like an iridescent dweeb. You know what I'm saying? To not only cheat but also to feel good about winning while cheating.
Yeah,
like, people don't understand. Like, bro, to be at Iridescent right now or top 250, you need to either be a current pro, high top AM, an ex pro. Like, you, bro, it's not easy to win like 20, 30, 40 games of ranked at this time. To be at that rank, you got to be a sketchball.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just completely talented. Like, you need to be in the league.
You're the fucking best.
Yeah.
It's
so
time to
it's
suit
one
up.
Or the other.
Nah, I've been like peeping a lot of people playing it, and it looks bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not great.
It's
yeah.
all it's miserable
to
you get
save,
like a 20
to at least like get a good 3-4 hours of streaming in. Yeah. I would do what I said.
All right, so can anyone? This is Matt's tweet.
It's really that bad. Yeah. Like, it's not even like
you're gonna fuck up your
it
ranks.
Looks really
that.
Bad.
You're gonna fuck
all
up.
Right, can anyone send me some screenshots of the T250 leaderboard right now? I'm not on my PC, and I want to confirm this is true or not. This seems literally impossible because I have played the same cheater since day one, and not a single one of them has even a scratch on them. Complete propaganda. 10 names minimum in the first 3 pages. We legitimately spin botting?
Yeah.
Live from streams, 19,000. Are we crazy? What is going on? It's not that. This is what's more fucked up, right? The fact that Ricochet is actively saying we just banned 19,000 people, but the top 10 have 3 of the cheaters, yeah, and the number one cheater is famous for being a cheater and it's not booted yet. There's something
it's
fucking
pathetic.
Not. Something doesn't click.
Now, Matt, go to Nate video, like, below the tweet. Below
they
that
have,
tweet.
Like, no control. I don't know how this works, but apparently
someone
they just have
replied.
No control over, like, who they can ban. Like, they can't just type in a gamer tag and it gets banned. Like, they don't have that. I don't know what it is, but they do not have control of shit. Like, they have to let some, like, coding shit figure it out to ban them. They can't just, like, type in the username and ban the fuck.
Well, people are saying, like, a bunch of, like, the top rank play just streamers are like, bro, just take the shit down until you guys figure it
yeah.
out. Because right now it's like.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind them just taking it down, wiping all the ranks, and then just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because
Hanser.
Yeah,
Hanser's the guy
now,
that I heard. That's
there was
a
video
cheater.
To that tweet.
Hanser, if you're watching, I hope you get.
It's insane.
No, man,
that's
what he wants.
I mean, but
take
yeah,
that
but
down.
Like
forever.
It doesn't
no
even matter because like he can never be anyone in the gaming community. It's burnt.
Unless he
rebrands
and hopes nobody
yeah.
finds out
he
it's
wasn't
him.
Gonna be shit. He wasn't gonna be a goddamn thing.
Yo, I heard
in
that's
anything.
Not that's number 9 is not him, is he? That's not number 9 ain't him.
No.
Paul Magna?
Number 9
no.
ain't
no,
him.
That ain't Paul.
Number 9 ain't him.
That's a 14-year-old rage hacker.
Yeah, how many of these are legit? Just
At this point in time, we should know the top 10. We should know their names.
But like, it's just Havoc.
It's just, well, I don't know none of these guys.
Okay, there goes so Haggy.
Now Haggy. Now think about it. If there was no hackers, Haggy'd probably be top 3.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't know anybody on here. I don't
like,
know
they
anybody.
Can't even take care of the leaderboards, and they're talking about they're banning
19,000.
Fuck about these 19K randos,
dude. I swear to God.
First off, 19,000 cheaters is crazy.
19,000. They're banning 19,000 VPN users, and I bet you some of those 19,000 are actually skilled people that have been fucking shadow banned because of
that. Oh yeah, there's probably some definitely banned. You know
what
I'm saying?
Havoc. This is what gives me no hope. Havoc said he got shadow banned. And he was talking to, I don't know if it was Activision, Ricochet, I don't know who's in charge, but he was talking to them for like a week and talked to multiple people, and they could not figure out how to get him unshadow banned.
Yeah. Jesus.
So it's like they just don't even...
They don't even
they
know
don't
what
even
the fuck's
have
going on.
Yeah, they don't even have control of their own
that's
system.
That's insane.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, no, that's insane.
It's pathetic.
But what's also crazy is like nobody I know of the pros is shadow banned. Like... I've never heard of a pro getting shadow banned.
Yeah,
or,
it's always like someone you know, who you are.
What are you trying to say over there, Mike?
All I'm saying.
What the fuck are you trying to say?
I'm not saying Colt. I fuck with Colt. I'm saying like he could have just maybe played with someone that was a sketchball. You didn't know, like
yeah, maybe. Or it could just obviously those people are playing way more matchmaking. Like pros and shit are playing matchmakings.
That is true as well.
So it's like the coding, how it works. They see his KD, how many kills per death, and his, I don't know. That could all just be.
Nah, a bunch of Warzone guys get shadow banned all the time.
Coding. Dude, 19,000 though? 19,000
in one playlist too. Not just like in the entire, just one.
But for him to be at number 3, you know how much hell he went through? He's definitely had a few nights where he's went to sleep like, I got to quit this shit tomorrow. I got to tell my stream I'm going to play ranked. Havoc. Like, bro, he must have gone the most treacherous gauntlet ever.
I mean, his stream rewards him for it, though. So he's the number one face like against these fucks.
It's that bad?
Yes. I bet you if he was here, you spawned him here right now, he'd be like, oh, I've had nights both. Like
just nightmares, cold sweats.
Yes.
His stream's popping off, so it's worth it. Well, it's entertaining.
My thing about this whole thing is like, you know, think about how many years it's taken to get to a game as good as this one with the movement, with the shooting,
so
and all
good,
that.
Bro.
And then there's always something that they got to fuck up. You got to think that they have to be doing.
I mean, this isn't just a fuck up. This is like this is not a fuck up. This is a game breaking.
Yeah.
This is game breaking negligence. It's like that's all. This is not a fuck up.
And then
like they, if they cared, like people are saying, they would take the shit down, fix the anti-cheat, and then bring it back out.
Yep.
And go through and get all those cheaters out. But it's just they wanted to drop it early. They dropped it early. They probably didn't really test the anti-cheat. I mean, they have so many other avenues to test it. I mean, they have public match history for weeks and weeks and weeks of the game being out. It's been out for like a month already. So I don't know what they were thinking, dropping this shit without having some sort of working anti-cheat.
You know what sucks, though? Even for the console people, they can't turn off crossplay.
So you can't even go to PS5.
Well, that's the thing.
And you know, some people probably bought a console just to not deal with this shit.
Yeah, and they figured out they can't switch
over. That's part of the issue.
I gotta take a piss.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
what? Come on, man. It's the middle of the podcast, dude. All right, you know what? Let's do a quick commercial break. Let's talk to the sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
Mountain Dew has always been your go-to for a refreshing citrus kick and your go-to for gaming rewards. Starting in November, Mountain Dew Game Fuel is back with the beloved Citrus Cherry, along with exciting new options like the Citrus Blackberry. Look for codes on specifically marked packages of Mountain Dew. Enter them at MountainDewGaming.com to bank rewards and redeem those points for epic gaming rewards like consoles, custom merch, or a month off of Xbox Game Pass for new users. The rewards marketplace is filled with new items, including DLC for World of Warcraft, Diablo 4, Madden, and more. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 or older, subject to program terms at MountainDewGaming.com, ends January 31st, 2025, and void where prohibited.
So two things, right? For the past 2 weeks, and obviously, like I've had
canceled fishing.
I've had an unusual amount of traveling that I'm the first. I mean, I'm leaving this Sunday to Tokyo for a week. Like, it's.
Can we go to Tok? Like, dude, listen, Tok trip.
You're going again?
IRL.
Damn, you're going Thanksgiving into vacay? Shit, man.
And then we come back in this 2 weeks off for content because I'm a kind sponsor. Man.
And then you got Christmas.
24/7 IRL stream, me, you, Bose. And we bring find Nick, a sponsor.
And then we bring Nick to LA to get him on the Pine Power podcast. Come on, man.
I could maybe
come
try.
Tap into
I could
a
maybe
new
try.
Avenue.
Okay, so it's where we were going is that
you don't
got to
smoke.
So
maybe they love you.
I don't owe
CBD.
I don't owe people fishing trips. They have volunteered me to be part of their subathon and stuff, and I'm super happy about it. I need excuses to get out there and fish.
Yeah, you definitely
but
owe
these,
people fishing
But these
trips.
Guys fucking drag, okay? They drag, and now it's cold.
No.
So,
and the fish aren't
the
hungry anymore.
The past two times, I'm ready. I'm the no life. I'm the one who does nothing. You have shit you're doing. Cancel your shit and figure it out. Tell me when and where, and I'm there.
Anyway, we're supposed to go fishing
like two
tomorrow.
2 weeks ago, you bailed. And then we were supposed to go tomorrow.
Now it's cold.
And now
bro.
It's too cold. The fish aren't biting.
Hey, Siri, FaceTime Rob Turkla.
I definitely don't want to go if the fish aren't biting.
Nah, you got to have them motherfuckers
gotta
biting.
Got to have them shits biting.
Let's go to
you can't go fish and catch no fish.
Let's go to that lake. They'll bite in there.
Which
small
one?
Small little lake that we went to film the video.
Nah, that lake is a vibe.
No, that lake that we went to, it turned over. The guy lost 90% of his fish.
I mean, I don't really care.
What do you mean it turned over?
It flooded. It flooded over.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
IRL stream your Thanksgiving. I get hammered.
Listen, whatever. All I'm saying is that
you'd let me IRL stream your Thanksgiving.
No, with
okay.
my like
I'm just
my family. Shit.
You come in and crash that shit. What's up, guy?
Just hammered.
This is a
belligerent.
Hammer. Liv, what's your favorite anime?
One in basketball and shit.
All right, so this should make you the Dashy Sniper thoughts. This CDLGA, I think that at this point is just for content.
Yeah, every year it's the same shit.
Every year is the same thing. Fucking players don't want to play, and then they're like, "Well, we if we do this, we're only doing it for the Twitch chat or for the spectators or." And I'm like, "Yeah, motherfuckers, who the fuck else do you think you're playing for? You think again, people, pro players believe that people that people are there for them. No, you are there for the people."
Start
okay.
putting fines in.
Get it fucking right.
Run a fucking sniper 5K fine.
All right, let me see. Run that shit.
What is this?
Just start fining people?
I want to hear
well,
this.
That's like the wave I'm on. Because I just know what the sniper did for me. The first ever event I watched was MLG Anaheim in 2013. The thing that got me hooked on it, I guess Comp COD, was watching Nate snipe. I remember he had like a crazy ass collab on raid. The snipers just create so many godlike moments. Just has different like aura, especially at an event. Like you see somebody snipe like in front of a crowd, they start going off. Like it's like people just get more locked in. They get more invested into watching it. Yeah. When I went in the call, I was semi trolling, but at the same time, I just realized that these guys don't even snipe. It's like actually pointless to discuss something that they think is OP when A, none of them are capable of actually doing anything they're talking about with the sniper, or B, like have even just tested it or like used it themselves or fucking experienced like something like fucking totally absurd. They're just so scared to. Fucking add a little bit more strategy to SND. As somebody that's obviously really good with it, I don't snipe. If there's 10, 11 rounds in a game, I'll snipe 2-3 rounds, bro. Not even a fucking quarter of the game. And I'm supposed to be nasty with it, right? Like, I think it's troll to snipe every round. Like, it's not that good. You have no fucking attachments. You get hit markers. Flinch is insane. They know where you're at. They see your glint. I wouldn't mind the GA as much if people were literally honest. Like, dude, I'm literally dog shit with the sniper. I can't do half the things. Like, that are fucking good with it. We just want it out because we don't got a sniper. I would be like, damn, this is biased, but I wouldn't be like, I get it. Motherfuckers are capping, saying that it's OP, this and that. One, they don't have a sniper. Two, they're not capable of doing half the shit they're talking about with this. I'm like, bro, if I know you can't do half the shit, you cannot comment on this. Because as somebody that's actually pretty good with the sniper over the years, the shit that people are saying you could do, I'm like, show me, bro. I'd love to do that too. Yeah, Dante's actually good with the sniper. So if he wants it, like, I could like see his argument with it. I don't think it's pros being brain dead, Chad. I genuinely don't think it's that. I think it's just bias, man. And I get it. I'm not going to sit here and fucking act like a hypocrite. People are just going to do it for like the betterment of their team, bro. It's just the reasoning behind it. Like, because like the reasoning behind it is very like insane to me.
I can respect it.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. Okay. But what I do know is that the audience gets more locked in, as he just said, when there's a sniper on the thing. Whether it's OP or not, shut the fuck up. You have one of your teammates pick up and be OP versus OP, and then we'll see who
That's what he's saying. He's saying if a team doesn't have a sniper, they're just going to vote it out because they don't have a sniper, and they can't do
it.
What up? But, I mean, I get what he's saying, for sure. I personally would love to see snipers in.
Everyone would. The only people that don't want to see snipers...
But also, we're spectators, so it's like...
The only thing that matters. The only thing that matters, spectators.
That's the only
thing that matters is the people watching. After that, I do
understand how it makes it just slightly RNG, because it's like, I don't know, like, they have a strat, you have a strat, and just like, you got sniped, and it's like, oh, well, everything's just fucked now. Instead of actually truly just battling it out, what players, gunnies, when, you know, a sniper does throw it off a little bit.
Wrong.
Double, gotta start working
a sniper
on
does
needs.
Throw it off a little bit, but I would like to see snipers for sure.
I wouldn't mind it.
Dude, all I'm saying is that if the spectators want it, you should do it. No spectators, no job. Okay?
No spectators, no job.
All right?
Yeah, but then on the other foot, I don't think having snipers
pushes
the needle in terms of viewership.
No, it doesn't, but it does from excitement.
I mean,
and then excitement draws in more crowd. Everybody wants to be a part of a good time.
Yeah. I mean, you know yes and no. I think it would add excitement to the viewers that are watching. I don't think it's bringing in new people because they're using snipers.
Yeah, but imagine like
maybe,
think
maybe
about the
a
viral...
few. Obviously, there's probably some coming in, but it's not like they're gaining 10-20% viewership just because snipers are in.
All I am saying...
Or would it?
This is what I am going to say with...
Or would it?
This is what I am going to say with absolute fucking facts. If it wasn't for snipers, Call of Duty wouldn't be as big as it is today.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That's probably factual.
Okay, period. And there's a reason for that. The vast majority of the people that watch nowadays started by watching. And listen, if you're one of those guys that are like, I never watched sniping, fucking, not talking about you, dweeb, okay? I'm talking about the mass majority of the cool.
Watching the Hector COD 4 montage.
Stevie,
getting
nine
one
lives.
Throwing it up.
Katha. Think about pro mod and what that did for the scene. Think about the, you know, just I just would like to see at least in S&D.
It was my favorite thing to see in S&D. Well, obviously S&D.
100%.
But was sniping, even like Study used to snipe. Like when I was a noob, fuck, and I'm watching, I see Study with the snipe. I'm like, oh, Study's nice with the snipe. So it like kind of introduced me to him as a player a little bit. And there was a few people like that. I always enjoyed watching watching sniping. Obviously, Formal and shit sniped, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Formal would snipe. Like, it was always so fun to watch. Like, and if there was an S&D match going on and it wasn't on the sniper's POV, I was pissed off.
Yeah, so mad.
But it was so because S&D can be a little boring sometimes. It is a good spectating experience, but when you add a sniper on top of it, I feel like it elevates.
Oh yeah, definitely
elevates it even more.
I mean, just think about when I two-pieced you and you. You know what I'm saying? They saw it. I hadn't played in a long time, and I still fucking wrecked y'all on Strike. On Strike.
On a COD 4 fucking...
No, it wasn't a COD 4. It was a COD 4 map.
Video?
Yes, there is, Matt. You were my second kid.
I have to see whatever the hell you're talking about.
No way your memory's this bad.
It is.
We were playing at the office downtown.
Yeah. What game was it on, though? Like, what sniper were you using?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he was using the M4-OA3.
No, it wasn't. They didn't have that in... They haven't
in
had
COD 4?
No, but it wasn't COD 4. It was
Yes, it was.
It was Black Ops something.
That's funny.
It was COD 4.
It was not COD 4.
See,
I
would
have got a three-piece,
not a two-piece.
That would
have never happened if we G8 it before
I swear
that
to
match.
God, it was one of those snipers where you zoom in and it's doing this.
Yeah, COD 4.
Nah, dude. Matt, you know what I'm talking about, right, Matt? What game was that on? We just played it at the office. Call of Duty 4?
We just played it at the office.
It was a Call of Duty 4 map because it was Strike, but it was with this day and age rifles. Like, it was in a recent game.
But you wouldn't have done that without a snipe.
All right, I got to see this shit.
Are you fucking kidding me? I would have been shooting 30 bullets a second instead of just one every 3 seconds.
That was funny, though. I just remember
that. Let's wait for Matt Craig to find that shit. Bring snipers in, for the love of God. Let's watch some snipers this year, man.
I'm down with that.
Let's watch some snipers.
And then there will be, like, what's it called? Like rivals, like who's the best scrap sniper? Versus Draza sniping.
Simp versus Dashy. That's a good
Simp
one.
Simp versus Dashy, like shit like that. Like that stuff's so much fun to watch.
I mean, think about it. If you are known as who's the best SMG? Boo. Who's the best AR? Boo. Who's the best sniper? Now that's something classy.
Was
you know
Formal
what I'm
the
saying?
Best? Was Formal the best sniper?
Huh?
Yeah, Matt was really
Formal was the
yeah.
best sniper. He was insane in Halo Reach.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is what it was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's MW2.
I don't fucking know. They got, but Matt, you know where to go. Right there, the most played. So, Matt, it's the most played, obviously. You know what I'm saying? There's Hex right there.
Oh.
See you later, Scump. Predictable.
I'm like, where?
Predictable
Mania. Oh,
shit. Nah, that actually was a solid shot.
Who was the set? Wait, that was you, Nia?
Yeah. The two redheads got taken out. Dink. Predictable. Dink.
Hit him though, he's just too skilled.
The thing is this, it's like I hadn't even played the game. It just comes natural
that
to
was,
me.
Like this is a top 10 five, this is a top one moment of his past like 10 years.
Oh,
me?
This might be number 1.
No.
of his gaming career.
Dude, I don't listen.
This was slight for you?
Slight worry. I look at my reaction. Look at my reaction.
Yeah, you didn't know how to react because you're so flabbergasted.
No, look. I even look at my face.
Look good.
Look at my face.
Yo, he almost fainted. He got up too quick. That is not ass. Yo, go back. I want to see his face light up, bro. Watch his face. He surges forward.
I was like this.
Dude.
This is the thing though. Like think about how much I don't play.
Yo, he almost fainted. No
think
bullshit.
About how much I don't play. I'm telling you.
With his fucking shades on.
Dude, and I have shades on. What sniper is this? It sucked.
Oh, that's what the fuck was, I don't remember what it was called. That's hilarious, man.
I'm telling you, dude, don't give me 8 hours a day to just play with a sniper. Please.
Nobody's telling you not to.
Work is. All right, Matt, let's move it on because I do want to talk about this following thing. I have a question. So, Kai Cenat, I mean, we're not going to... he hit 500,000 subs. Congratulations, man. Fucking
insane.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I want to know what the issue was when him and... what's the Selena boyfriend, Selena Gomez's boyfriend? What's his name? Fucking
Benny Blanco.
When Benny Blanco was on Kai Cenat's stream, they found a girl who had been live for 3 years. They promoted her. She got it. Like, why were people mad about that? Did you see that?
People were mad.
You know what I'm talking about?
She hit like 10K subs or something like
that. Yeah, I didn't see anybody that was mad about
no,
that.
No, there was mad people fucking outraged at the fact that it was irresponsible for him to do something like that or something.
Wait, why?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm trying to see the stupidity of mankind in full display on the internet for everyone to see.
That girl has been streaming like every day for the past
three years. Yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah.
That's a crazy grind.
Yeah, good. And you know, finally something good happens and people are like, well, that's irresponsible. And I'm like, I didn't even read. It was just like I swiped away.
Yeah. You see, that's why I'm taking a break from the internet, man.
It's good, that's man. Just that's so low tier that I can't come down to that level to talk about it.
Good. All right. Well, let's move on then because I am with it.
I can't even look at that.
Yeah, it's just like what are you yeah. talking about?
That's the type of shit I'd see on Twitter nowadays. See like the first comment and just click off and be like, man, this is people are so
nah.
Not even
This is bad actually. Why?
Click on his fucking profile pic. Put him on fucking blast.
Oh my god. This is bad actually. Why? Can we see the defense?
Let me see some of the comments. I'm actually curious. The stream calendar is concerning. People are roasting her for working hard. Like what?
As someone who works in social
this
media
can't be
marketing,
healthy by any means. I mean, I don't really understand.
That's
how.
A really all right, stop. What's that? Bri, the first one. That
as someone who works in social media marketing, etc. To me, this proves that Twitch has really, really shit discovery for creators.
Okay. If I go live for 4 years straight, 24 hours a day, and I don't say a fucking word, should I get discovered?
Yeah, like you got to have that. Like maybe she, we don't. I don't know. It's.
I'm sure she had a community. I mean,
she did, but like, shit. Sometimes it takes time. What if it was the
growing on Twitch is probably like
yeah, what she, if her fourth year was gonna be bigger than this one?
She like, don't got clips on TikTok. You expect growth?
All I'm saying is that this whole thing turned into something that it never was. It just went so far left that it's insane to me.
I agree.
Well, message to her, don't worry about any of this. The people with a brain inside their head are proud of you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kai for making that happen, man. Yep. That was, I think this is super dope to see.
Now, I have a question. So she hasn't gone outside in 3 years?
I'm sure she
just takes her IRL stream everywhere.
Okay.
Oh, wait. She hasn't turned it off?
It's like a permanent IRL stream.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's fucking
But it's
crazy.
Like a subathon, though. Like, people, if
Love
you,
that, yeah.
100 bits.
How many
is
subs
like,
did she have before that,
I don't know. 100 bits is a certain amount of time. Subs are a certain amount of time. So it's her community that keeps it going.
Dude, I've seen 200 viewer fucking streams that are popping.
Hours streamed 80.
Yeah, BTH.
700.
The Trap House.
365 days. What? Wait, can you do the math really quick? 365 divided by...
24?
Right, what's the math on that?
365 divided by 24.
Yeah. No, 365 divided by 8,759.
Oh.
That'll be an average of how many?
365 divided by 8 what? Oh, there you go.
Maybe 8.
Oh, okay, so...
Maybe 8,759 divided by... Wait, is that the same thing? 8,759 divided by 365.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just flip it. Yeah, there you go. So she's streaming literally 24 hours a day. Holy fuck. So she doesn't turn it off.
That's fucking
crazy. That is
fucking
insane.
Well,
it's a subathon. It's just always on.
Yeah, that is nuts.
But like she said, when the power goes out, she gets a hotel. If the internet's out, she gets a hotel.
How many subs,
Matt?
10,000.
I can't see if you're
10,000 and some change, right?
Yeah, now she's got more.
Oh, she got. I think she had like 12K.
Oh yeah. I mean,
yeah. But what's
sense.
Her average? Like, how much is she making on a monthly basis? And I'm not pocket watching. I'm just curious. I'm just curious.
She just has passion for this shit,
which I am complete support of, 100%.
Yeah, maybe it's just something she loves to do. Pays the bills.
All right. Keeps her life going.
I personally don't think I could do it.
What do you mean? Stream a full year? 24/7?
3 years.
Fuck no, you couldn't do it. None of us could.
Fuck no.
I sure as fuck couldn't do it.
I just,
not
just
a single one of us could.
Even what Kai Cenat does, like, I would just mentally, I'd lose it.
I have this Hitch thing going in my head right now.
What is that?
I think I'm mentally preparing myself to commit to stream to vlogging every day for a full year next year.
Really? Don't be about it.
But I'm gonna need everyone's work though. I need everybody to fucking be there
to pitch in.
Nah, I don't think I could do that.
I need optic fucking what do you call that? It's not a hoodie, is it?
This, yeah.
Is it a hoodie?
Wait, no, it's
yeah,
a
what do you call
that? Parka.
I need
that one too. Yeah,
that's my favorite piece we've probably ever made.
Dude, it's so
Mine's
fire.
Mine's the one I.
The hat.
The hat is so fire.
One.
I need that combo.
I'm on that.
I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna wear this exact combo. That is that hat for release as well
in the winter. Yeah, you can grab it right now before you go.
You didn't
that
get
hat.
Yours?
That jacket. I'm gonna wear my own camo pants. And shoes,
dude.
I'm gonna copy that
you.
Exact fit. You're gonna see me next week.
I love that shit. Thank you. I'm here to help. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man.
I'm here to help.
Thanks.
all right, bring us back to the
fire. Yeah,
what
he thinks your fit's fire.
Who thinks? Nick.
And
yeah,
thinks
dude.
Fresh
it's deep. It's simple enough for someone like me,
dude. It's so simple. I wear this. I've been wearing it every chance I got.
I wore it to the movies last night, and bro, I'm telling you, at the movies last night, I don't know what it was because I don't get recognized in person like that often. Bro, everyone at the movies knew me. At Cinemark, like at least 12.
The one right here?
In Plano, at least 12 kids.
For real?
Like four different groups of like three kids were all like, no way. And I was like, what the fuck is going on
here?
You were
wearing this?
Yeah, I was wearing that. They were all going to see Gladiator, and I was like, damn, they're talking to me
Where
about-
were you? Don't tell me Wicked.
Yeah, I went with Iz and her family.
Dude, my family's going to go see Wicked tonight.
It was very
girly.
Guess
who's not going?
You.
Me.
It was work. It was the girliest movie I've seen in a long time. I didn't think it was going to be like that. It was.
So you don't. So I wouldn't enjoy it.
No.
Don't go.
You would hate it.
It's just like Madeline when you rented it on my shit.
No, Coraline's not girly. This movie is. It was like, oh man.
What was your snacks of choice?
I just got popcorn.
Butter on it?
You don't add like what do people dump in the popcorn sometimes?
Fucking chocolate raisins.
Yeah. M&M's.
M&M's.
Yeah. You don't do any of that?
Cookie dough bites.
Ooh. I mix them all.
Oh, I'm trying to diet. So I'm trying to.
What's those little things they got in the movie theater? It's like a
milk
chocolate. I'll tell you, when you bite it, you taste a little ice cream on the inside.
Oh.
What I don't know,
called?
But I want some.
I think they're called dibs.
Dibs, maybe?
Dibs or something like that? Yeah, those things are gas.
Fuck with milk duds.
Milk duds.
I ain't been to the movies in forever, though.
The buttery popcorn is just enough, though. That shit be.
Yeah, everyone, they were all going to see Gladiator, and I was like, I'm going to see Wicked.
I would have snuck in
snacks
to Gladiator. I heard it's, I haven't seen it. I just found out that the main character is Pascal.
Yeah.
I literally see anything that's Gladiator 2 related, I go like this and like this.
Bro, it's hella funny though. They were all like, man, what the fuck's up with the cheaters in ranked? I was like, bro, I haven't even played it yet. But I heard it's bad.
So you haven't played ranked at all?
No, it came out Thursday. My last stream was Wednesday. I had the off the grid tournament.
Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, Thanksgiving is today. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. If you're eating turkey by yourself or if you're eating turkey with people.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
You getting fucked up?
Huh?
You getting fucked up?
Oh, I'm eating, drinking, fucking doing whatever I want.
Dude, that's what I do.
The best days, just doing whatever the fuck I want to do.
I love that shit. I love that shit. I had one of those days recently where Liv and Jude went out somewhere and it was just me and the dogs. And I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? And then I'm like, all right, do whatever the fuck you want. I made a sandwich. Just to make a sandwich.
There you go. That's how it be.
I just had breakfast.
Oh, man. He's crazy. He's crazy.
It's crazy because
he's living
true.
On the edge, bro.
It's true. I just had breakfast and I made a sandwich. It's insane. I am looking forward to Thanksgiving because this year I am going to teach the world how do you make my favorite turkey sandwich. You know, you have Action Bronson's. Have you seen Action Bronson's turkey sandwich?
I have not, but I am a big fan of Action Bronson.
Matt, bring up that YouTube video. That shit's like 13 years old. He sneaks downstairs or he sneaks into the kitchen quietly. It's like fucking 1 a.m. in the morning. He's high as a fucking kite.
It sounds very
familiar. Yeah, everyone's seen it. It's fucking. It's high as a fucking kite makes an incredible Sammy. And I'm talking about the whole thing. I'm putting honey glazed ham. Nah. No. Do turkey sandwich. Thanksgiving sandwich with Action Bronson. Thanksgiving sandwich. Brannon?
It'll still pull it. Don't worry about it. It'll still pull it.
Right there. Not turkey bags.
You could just type in Thanksgiving, man. Yeah.
Right there.
This one?
Is that the one you clicked on? Okay, click in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, Matt loves this
more,
shit.
More. Yeah, right there.
You said Matt loves this shit?
Hell yeah.
What is that?
It's corned beef.
All right, now fast forward to the end just so we can see. Like,
I love the home vibes. Like, this looks like this is a real kitchen.
You know, dude.
That's what you're going
to
make?
But mine's going to be edible. Not that this isn't, but you're going to be able to put it, you know.
In your mouth?
Pause. Just put it in your mouth. I said, you motherfucking man.
No, mine's decent. It's not a stackable. What's it called? It's called something. The fader. That's what it's called. It's called the fader.
Yeah, you'd have to mush that down.
Yeah,
I like a nice smash.
Same. If you can't fit the sandwich in your mouth, it's not a good sandwich.
I don't like tall sandwiches.
Dude, I grab a burger and before I even unpack it, I go like this.
You have to.
I need that smash.
Is there anything that you guys what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We're just gonna stay here, probably go to Costco, get some bullshit pre-made everything, and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Can I give you a suggestion?
Stuffing.
If you're gonna do that, then just
call it stuffing or dressing.
Stuffing.
Both.
Stuffing. Yeah.
Both.
But we
both.
Get stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey. That's all I need. Simple man. All
right.
Maybe some shrimp.
Dude makes this green bean casserole.
You'll be at Hex's?
No, I'll be at yours.
You can probably come over.
Why don't you stop by?
We're stopping by.
Come over to my place, Bose. We'll have my own.
Coming over to his aunt's?
We'll be on feet.
You're getting rowdy there.
I know. I'm taken care of by the by Iz's family.
She actually, whenever they came over after Pete's on Saturday, I think, and she brought up that Jude already put in a request for some cherry pies.
Two cherry pies.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you, if I can convince you, or if I was able to show you, like, I've had cherry pies all my life, but this one.
Magic.
I don't know if it's the crust. I don't know. There's a flavor in there that I don't know, but it had me sprung.
I think sprung.
It's cherry. You know what I'm saying? I was sprung on that shit. Sprung?
I never had cherry pie.
Dude, have this one.
It's his mom's is gas.
Oh, really? I like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I like sweet potato pie.
Nice. I don't know if I've had that.
I feel like pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie are so similar.
Are they?
I feel like I've had sweet potato pie.
Yeah, I don't like sweet potato as much as pumpkin, though.
No. Yeah, pumpkin's fire.
I'm a pumpkin guy, yeah.
I love a nice
pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin pie because it's like a wannabe carrot cake.
Oh, you know?
See, okay, that's how I am with
What's
the
up, Pamela?
What's up, Pam? Dressed for the occasion, I see?
You're looking tan. Do you get a tan or some shit?
It's that new monitor.
That's just the skinny's in, man.
It's just that new monitor.
It's that reservation.
That's that reservation. That's it. we know what's up. He's just a northern Mexican. You know what I'm saying?
The wet dog.
We got Hitch in the house, all dressed up too. What the fuck is going on?
Damn.
Why everybody look the way they look? Anyway,
fresh as hell.
Matt,
shit.
Let's talk about the Drake Sue Spotify shit. Psych! I don't want to talk about that. That's the flycast.
It's all propaganda.
Like, can you mention Kendrick without Drake? By the way, have y'all listened to the album?
Which one?
Kendrick's new album?
No.
All I've seen is mustard.
Mustard.
Yeah. That's the only shit I've seen.
I would never.
It's all right.
I just don't listen to Kendrick, I listen to more Drake than Kendrick. But like, I don't, when Drake drops the album or Kendrick, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I was telling people think I'm a Kendrick hater since that beef, but I was telling people, like, even when Drake drops these days, I really don't care. Like, even when he dropped, like, Her Loss, I think that was the name of it, or, like, For All the Dogs, like, I just don't really care anymore for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't care.
And then Kendrick dropped.
You're understanding.
The first song actually kind of got me hype. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot how good Kendrick is. And then the next like five songs played, and I was just like, I don't give a shit. And then I played through it, and then I just kind of forgot about it. But it's a pretty good album.
Yeah, no, I'm not it's not my thing personally.
Yeah,
I was surprised to see the Mac Miller balloonerism.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I mean, fuck. I mean, it's got to just be, it's just songs that he like has in the vault, like from deep.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
who
yeah.
knows like what kind of vibe it's going
from
gonna
which
be.
Era? We don't know which
yeah,
Mac
exactly.
Miller it is.
Who knows
is
like.
Is it Blue Slide Park? Is it Kids?
When did he pass away?
What do you think his best was?
Blue Slide. No. Kids.
Kids?
Yeah. Kids. That's what I
started really
listening to.
It's weird. You really do know Mac like that.
Well, I only know because Nate, that's all he played, and I like,
yeah,
I gave it a.
I really like his upbeat, like Kids, Blue Slide Park,
yeah,
and stuff,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I also really like his like slowed down, like more.
I'm not
the romantic
sure.
one.
No, not Which? Not romantic, but it's just like more emotional, but it's like,
yeah, emo.
Just the so like the sound that he has.
What album was 2009
it'll,
on?
It'll probably be a mix of like a little bit of everything.
I hope so.
I like Swimming. No, what a kind of my. Nowadays, I'm
crying no more.
I like shit like this.
Yeah, that was cool. I don't mind. I talk shit about it, but I don't mind it.
That's
I wonder
my
where
type
it's
of
coming
Mac.
From, man. But that, have they said when that releases?
Or Rap Diablo?
Yeah.
They don't know about that.
Rap Diablo is fire.
Rap Diablo. Dun, 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 dun.
January 17th.
My favorite is Get Up. That's my favorite hit of his songs. Get Up.
Get Up. Get Up.
But hey, you on Fastlane Switch?
What if we did a listening party?
Yeah.
Damn, we should.
and just Hex put it on.
He
like,
actually fucks with me.
Yeah, I'll come through, dude. I actually, no bullshit. I actually just got the final piece of the set that I was waiting for to do the show that I want to do with like making shots. He listened to Bone Thugs and Harmony, fucking like old albums and shit.
Fly to Chicago. We rent out 12:35 for the night. We go to the basement, get the setup, the turn all the lights room. Off, and we all sit in a circle like we did.
I wonder if that video would do well.
Of course,
if we did like a whole Mac Miller's new album.
What album
release.
Did we? What album did we Drake do that Views. For? It was Views.
I got responsibilities. The people that I
oh my
need
god, yo, we did it.
You guys were like,
oh, we were going oh crazy.
I started levitating in the bed.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yo, we
know how Nick reacts.
This is like the nerdiest
Davis
group of
was
white
going
kids.
Crazy.
I already know Nick's reaction. He said, oh.
I got responsibilities, the people that I need, and all my
yeah, it's
to
so funny,
down.
Bro.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just knowing
that
was
great.
Guy's
so
reaction.
Glad I was sleeping. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. I do hope that you guys enjoyed it. Hope. That you guys have a merry, merry, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see
yes,
you guys
sir.
Next week. Peace out.